If the patients keep saying, I'll think about it, it's not them, it's you.
Yeah.
And I want you to figure out, what are you doing that's causing them to leave? I'll think about it, because that means they're unclear, they're uncertain about what the next steps are going to be or how this fits into their life. And our job to be successful in our practice is to answer those questions for our patients.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
You've heard it all. I'll think about it. It sounds like a maybe, but deep down, you know it's probably a no.
You know, and what's worst about it? Most dentist treatment coordinators, presenters, they walk away thinking they almost had the case. But the reality is they lost it and they didn't even know it. And honestly, they never really had it.
Yeah. So today we're going to break down what I'll think about it really means and why it keeps happening, why we're hearing that from patients, and how to finally build a system that will prevent that.
Yeah, perfect. I'm excited to talk about this topic, Mare Bear.
Yeah. So, all right, T-Bone, well, let's, I guess, just start with the truth of what does I'll think about it really mean?
Honestly, it means no with guilt. It's not an objection.
Yeah.
It's a stall, okay? It's the patient saying, you know, it's a polite way of the patient saying no. In other words, the patient's not ready to say yes, but they don't know. They don't really know how to say no, yeah, because they're just a nice person. And that's the way of saying it, okay? Now, 90% of the time, that's the truth, okay? And the longer you convince yourself that I'll think about it as a maybe, the longer you'll stay stuck.
Yeah. So why do so many of us fall for this false hope?
You know, we're clinging to the idea that the patient will call back. And what's worse about that is we are now creating a system where our success, our case acceptance, is dependent on the patient calling us back. And the reality needs, we need to be in control. Because if the patient says, I'll think about it and I'll get back to you, you look like the pushy salesperson if you contact them. So really, it really puts us in a backseat position that really hurts our practice.
Yeah. So I love that, because we really just don't want to lose control.
Yeah. So I'll think about it is a no in a polite disguise. It's the opposite of the Irish exit. That's a person just, yeah, what I learned,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The Irish, that's like ghosting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're still kind of ghosting us, right? Especially, I like what you said, if we lose control, we look like the pushy salesman,
yeah,
when we continue to keep calling. So why does this happen? How did we get here? Where in our patient journey did things start to fall apart?
Yeah, you know, usually in the first 5 minutes, case acceptance doesn't die at the checkout. Or I hate
a checkout.
Like, we're not Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't die at the check. Like, if you're doing your financial presentations at that checkout stand.
Right. No, well, I mean, I think it's not the actual physical checkout. It's the wrap up, right?
But even if you call it a checkout,
yeah,
like that is a innate root cause,
yes,
problem. If you, let's have you check out with, like, what are you, yeah, like leaving and,
right,
never coming back?
I think more of what you mean is the closing statement.
Yeah, like in a perfect world, it's, yeah, the consult room, it's the conversation.
Yeah.
That's what most people mean by checkout. It dies at hello. Like, what was, yeah, that movie? It's probably before you were born. Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, you remember, it wasn't before I was born, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, you haven't,
actually,
seen Jerry Maguire?
I don't know. I have to Google it.
That's
now.
The one that's with Tom Cruise and Renee, yes, Zellweger. And I think that's where she said, you had me, shut up, you had me at hello.
Oh, right.
No, is,
yes,
that one? Or is that some Jack Nicholson movie? I can't remember. If you know.
1996, so I was born.
I was in dental school.
About to go to kindergarten.
Anyway, back to what we're talking about here. You know, this, it happens in the first 5 minutes. You know, most of the time the stall is, I think this is what most dentists and team members,
yeah,
don't realize, is that I'll think about it. It's a stall tactic.
Yeah.
Okay, I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's created by us.
Yeah.
There's something,
we allow them.
Well, not
we
even
lead
that.
We even lead them.
I think we lead them to that. And I think where we misunderstand what the patient is really looking for.
Yeah.
You know, it's that confidence. It's that clarity. It's that, you know, this is it's the consequence, right? So we should call it the three C's: confidence, clarity, consequence. Like,
yeah,
we should remember that one. You know? Can you write that one down? It's recorded.
So give us some common causes of this. I love the losing control.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record.
Yeah.
It's one or more of the four things. It's why we have our four-step case acceptance process. Yeah.
The four promises, the four everything.
Yeah, right. You know, but we only have the three C's. We need to find a fifth C.
Yeah, we'll get one. We can make one up.
We'll make one up, okay? You know, it's no awareness tools.
Yeah.
Are you showing them clear photographs? Part of, and I don't mean clear as in like pixel perfect, like, you know, fancy Instagram photography clear with fancy shadowing and lighting, none of which I believe in. You know, I think it's beautiful, but yeah. I don't believe it in
real life. Well, I just don't think it's realistic for every day.
Yeah, you know, I think to me, the pictures are about clarity, like showing them. It's the proof. It's the show and tell. You know, no photos, no urgency. Too many of us are doing this too often in our practice, and we're not using any awareness tools, you know, and x-rays. Although x-rays with AI is changing awareness tools, mm-hmm. but photographs are the best awareness tool that we can get. Our conversation, our communication with the patient is overloaded with technobabble, like not patient-friendly words. Like, you know, I always use Caroline as an example, and God rest his soul. But, you know, he told Caroline, I'm going to do an apicoectomy. I'm going to make a semi-lunar incision and flap. And like, and Caroline came back to me. He's like, what does all this mean?
Yeah. You know, and she is...
in the dental
her
field.
Dental, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's, you know, in dentistry in a sense, right? And so, you know, like so much techno jargon, techno babble, it confuses. We could add confuse to the patient, right?
There we go.
Okay. And then our vague, unclear financial conversations.
We're weak. You know,
and weak. Yeah. I love that word. I'll go down the road of saying they're not even conversations.
Yeah.
They're presentations. And I think the worst thing that dentistry has done is use the word case presentation, mm-hmm. because a presentation is when I stand in front of you and I give you 5 minutes of stuff and then I say, do you want to do it?
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. And like, yes, I had a question after the first five words, but the next 20 words made me forget the first five words. So we got to move from case presentation to case conversation.
Right.
And then we got to be very clear, concise, and direct. That's why we have the financial menu, because it tells the patient the four things: what we're doing, how long it takes, how much it costs, and how you can pay for it. Like, that is the opposite of vague, the opposite of weak, is having very clear, direct conversations. And then not having urgency or some scheduling urgency. You know, in other words, like just telling your patient, like I remember early in my career, the patients would just look at my screen and see all the empty time, be like, I just want to come here. I want to come here.
Can you imagine if they could see it now?
And it would be a Friday in the middle of the day. And I'm like, no, you could come at 8 so I can leave.
Right.
She'll be the only one. But we got to have some structure to our scheduling, and we have to communicate that structure to our patients in some form.
Yeah. Well, we see this over and over again, right? Everyone is educating our patients. We're over-educating. We're telling them all of these things that they don't understand. And the patients just aren't connecting to anything. It doesn't mean anything to them. The patient connection just isn't there with the education.
Yeah, you didn't lose the case at your presentation checkout process. You lost the case in the first, probably not even, you lost the case in minute 2 to minute 8 when you were talking to all the dentistry with the patient. You know, that's really when you lose the case.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about how we can prevent this.
Yep.
And let's shift from the problem to how we can find a solution. So if we want to avoid the I'll think about it, what would be your game plan, T-Bone?
You know, I think to prevent this I'll think about it, to prevent the stall tactics, you've got to stick with clarity, certainty, convenience, built into the system, not added at the end as a, you know, as a reactionary method to the patient giving you the stall. So let's give you a list here, okay?
Yeah.
Use photos. Patients believe what they see. So if they don't see it, if they don't, and everybody understands a photograph, okay? They see the crack, they see the black, they see the ugliness, they see the, you know, the mustache in the picture, whatever, you know, whatever it means. Speak human language is. You know, I always say, speak to me like I did this the other day on our call, didn't I? Yesterday evening on our call with the CRM company, mm-hmm. I said, you need to speak to me like I'm an eighth grader.
Right.
You know, just give this to me simple, clear. Tell me the step one. Stop telling me all the fancy.
Fluff. Yeah, you said, I don't need the fluff.
Just tell me the facts, right?
Yeah.
I think this is definitely a movie before you. Just the facts, ma'am. Dragnet.
Okay. You haven't even heard of that one.
You haven't heard of Dragnet? With Dan, you know, Dan Aykroyd.
I don't watch a lot of movies.
I never understood this. Dan Aykroyd was in We Are the World.
Okay.
Which is the compilation of the greatest singers of the 70s and 80s ever.
Okay, I definitely wasn't born.
Why was he in We Are the World? If you know why Dan Aykroyd was singing in We Are the World, the chorus, please DM me so I can understand why the Ghostbusters and Dragnet guy and the guy from the Coneheads was singing in We Are the World.
I hope somebody can answer that for you.
I'm really dating myself. I'm that old guy now, am I not?
Not yet. Not quite.
Have a financial menu. If you say I have it, then I'm going to say use it on everything. Right. This is one thing that really frustrates me. People say, well, I have a financial menu. We use it. So tell me when you use it on big cases. I'm like, that's not the issue.
Yeah.
Your case acceptance problem isn't on the big cases. It's on the everyday cases. Mm-hmm. So have a financial menu. Use it. You know, bundle small wins. Meaning what I mean by that is I call it micro case acceptance. You know, make treatment doable. If it's a long, drawn-out process, go through it visit by visit. Say, our first step is going to be this, and you're going to leave looking great that visit. You know, you're going to walk out of here with teeth that day that look great, and then we're going to go into a holding pattern while everything kind of does its thing, and then you're going to come back when we're going to make you new teeth. And pre-schedule. Let's hold time for you. With a deposit, of course, or let's give the patient, like one of the things we do is we tell a patient, I'd love to be able to hold. What I'll do is I'll hold. When somebody says I'll do need to think about it or we'll get there, I'll tell you what, we've got a time slot tomorrow. I'll hold that for the next 2 hours. If you can get back to me in the next 2 hours, we can put you there. So you put some level of urgency and time to that.
Yeah. And I think also talking about what you have reserved for the next month, like you said, I do this twice a month. Create that urgency to let them know that we can pre-schedule you when you're ready, but just know that we do this twice a month. And this month we have one more date. Next month is completely full. So if you don't want to move forward this month, it'll probably be
2 months,
September, October, you know, a little bit down the road. So what we really want to say is this isn't about quote unquote sales. You know, everyone says, oh, this is a sales and all of that. But it's really, we say time, fear, and money, but we've added in the last couple of years trust. Because it's really all about trust. And then comes time, fear, and money. Time, fear, and money we can figure out, right?
Time, fear, and money are the easy ones because time is fixed by prior to scheduling.
Right.
Fear is fixed by sedation, a pill, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and money is fixed by the financial menu.
Affordable.
What we're finding is where people are losing patients, where the offices are losing patients is in the trust component.
Yeah.
And trust is about clarity. It's about confidence. It's about being concise. It's about being, you know, firm. This is what we need. Can I do a filling? Unfortunately, we cannot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to support your tooth. It's not going to be the best for your tooth.
Yeah.
You know, versus, well, let's
with
see.
Confidence. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We possibly, maybe, kind of, depends on what kind of month I'm having, if I got to put my kids through school or not, all of those things.
Yeah.
So case acceptance isn't, you know, it's a conversation. It's a system. It's a process. And when you follow a process, the systems do the follow through and the follow up for you. Because your people follow the system.
Yeah. All right, T-Bone. Well, let's do one of our favorite things. And that's kind of role-playing it out, right?
Okay.
So what do we say when we still continue to hear, I'll think about it? What now? What should a team member who's been well-trained, well-versed, is used to the pushback, what should they say?
Well, I always say that you start with empathy. I totally hear what you're saying. And then I try to get curious. You know, mm-hmm. Meredith, if you don't mind... just to help me, what about the treatment do you need to think about?
Right. I don't know. It just feels like a lot.
Okay, so it seems overwhelming to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we were able to break this down and do smaller chunks, would that work better for you?
Yeah, I do really want to get it all done. I just think I need to digest it.
Yeah. So our goal with when we do smaller chunks is not to not do all the treatment. Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, sometimes people aren't ready to do it all at once. We'll still get the same results, same get the same outcome. We'll just do it a little bit at a time if that works better for you.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just think I'll need to think about it.
Okay. Is there anything else there?
I mean, I'd probably like to look at the finances of it again.
Yeah. So it was
fast.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I've made you feel rushed.
No. It's not you. I just, you know, it's a lot.
So you see how I'm getting curious in these conversations? And I, you know, yes.
I don't feel like people bring up money first.
They
even
don't.
Even if that is the issue, right?
It's usually one of the big issues for sure. It's the elephant in the room. But, you know, patients will bring it up. But my point in this is you have to get curious. You can't just say, say it to me again. Say I'll think about it.
I'll think about it.
Okay, no problem. Just get back to me when you're ready. Like, that sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You know, that's like if you feel what I did earlier when I said, tell me what about the plan that you need to think about. If you're uncomfortable with that, then I'm going to tell you that you probably have the wrong person going over treatment, or you're the wrong person going over treatment, and you have to shift your mindset to, you got to get more curious and get more comfortable about it, you know? And so, you know, or when somebody says they need to think about it and they don't really say, I don't know, you got to give them examples. You got to say, like when I hear that, oftentimes it's some people feel, you know, unsure about the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, is there anything about the plan you're not okay with?
No, I understand the plan. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while. This is a second opinion for me, really, to be honest. I've looked into this a few years back. I think I'm ready. I just need to get all my ducks in a row.
Okay. So another thing I totally understand that. Another thing we often hear is sometimes it's the money can be overwhelming too.
I mean, it's a lot. I think I can swing it. Maybe if you guys could give me the day and let me kind of figure out how I can get my finances in
order.
Sure.
Absolutely. Remember, there's no pressure from us. Okay.
Here's what I love about this.
Well, here's what I'd love to do. Let me text you all the links.
Okay.
So you can look in the financial menu. It's right here for you to take home. And here are the links for all the applications so you can do them in your own convenience. And I'd love to, and this is the important part, because I want us, the practice, to stay on the offense, okay, or be in control, is I'd say, I'd love to follow up with you tomorrow. So let's set a time. I'm going to follow up with you tomorrow. I'm not going to say, is that okay if I follow up with you tomorrow? I'm just going to say, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. So that way you have a time to think about it as you asked for, and then we can come to a decision.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. I mean, that would give me time to get through these applications. And, you know, I don't need my husband's approval, but I'd like to run it by him. So just to be sweet.
Me too. I get it. So, you know, you see how it got me to be back in control.
Yeah. And those questions don't feel pushy at all.
They shouldn't.
It actually makes the patient feel understood, like you're listening to what my concerns are, and kind of keeps us moving forward.
Yeah. Here's what I'd say on this section is, if you freeze when the patient stalls or the patient says, I'll think about it, that means you were hoping for a yes and you were unprepared for the no, or, and I say this with love, which means it's going to be tough, is that you're weak and uncomfortable being curious. Okay. And so you have to be effective in this role. You've got to be comfortable being curious and asking people why they're saying no without, you know, in a polite way. Yeah. Of asking them.
Yeah. Well, not to make you sound like a broken record, but to make you sound like a broken record, I feel like the processes we put in place through our 3D mastermind kind of solves this issue, right? So kind of talk to us about how we fix this in real practices.
Yeah. You know, in our 3D Mastermind Foundations program, which is a 6-month program that's fully focused on the patient buying process, which I believe is mostly broken and not optimized in probably 90% of the practices.
Yes.
Is what we focus on. We focus on awareness, cameras in the ops with our 6-photo protocol, and communication and conversations around showing patients what treatment options exist and how to make them aware of the treatment and create some urgency for them. A financial conversation confidence with a third part, with a financial menu, leveraging third-party financing, and a framework of how to have this conversation and priority scheduling so that you can take control of your busy schedule and your chaos in your practice that allows you to create space for doing more of the dentistry that you want. And it's proven over and over again, you know, while all results are different, over 30% of our practices see a $1 million increase in 2 years in their practice in the Mastermind program. It's pretty stunning and amazing what we're seeing in practices.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen practices completely change just in those first 6 months. And what I like to tell them after those 6 months is, as you can see, we're just scratching the surface. Yeah, I mean,
because there's more.
You haven't even been able to implement, you know, 50% of it. So, but the team starts to feel empowered. They can see the growth within the practice, which means growth for them, right? The patients feel cared for. The patients feel understood. And it no longer feels like you're having to sell to them. Yeah. You know, instead, you're serving your patients.
Yeah. You know, and the best part is it's not a script. You know, it's a framework. It's, you know, how to make it easy. And you don't rise. Like, all of this is your practice rises to the level of your systems that you have in place, your processes that you have in place. So, you know, I want to encourage you to develop and redevelop and fine-tune, you know, your patient buying process. You know, we'd love to help you here at the 3D Mastermind. But if you want to do it on your own, the podcast, you know, most of the information is right there in the podcast.
Yeah, so take it down. Well, if this episode is hitting home and you know your team needs better systems in place, if you're ready to help become more of a leader in your practice, then that's exactly what we can help you do within our 3D Mastermind.
Look, it's not theory. It's not fluff. This is stuff that I've lived and live and breathe in my practice, even today, 26 years in. It's about structure. It's about leadership. It's accountability. It's training your whole team to guide the patients to a yes. And then once we get that part, once we get the patient buying process in place, that's when the real fun grows in and strategically building practices through the Advanced Mastermind. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah. Well, if you are interested in the Mastermind, looking to do fewer well-planned visits, you can learn more at 3D-dentist.com/mastermind, or you could just message us Mastermind.
Yeah, perfect. Just so if the patients keep saying, "I'll think about it," it's not them, it's you.
Yeah.
And I want you to figure out, what are you doing that's causing them to leave "I'll think about it"? Because that means they're unclear, they're uncertain about what the next steps are going to be or how this fits into their life. And our job to be successful in our practice is to answer those questions for our patients.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this episode has been a wake-up call to some of you that the patients you have are just looking to be led. You don't need better patients. You just need better systems.
Yeah. So make one upgrade, one step, you know. How do you eat an elephant? Not that any of us. How do we eat a burger?
I don't eat elephants.
How do you eat a very large burger one bite at a time? You know, and what I tell my teenagers is take smaller bites. So if you want help, reach out to us here at the podcast. Reach out to us on social media. We'd love to help you. And do us a favor. Share this episode. Share our podcast. Re-energize us, because I know we've been gone for a little bit. But we're back, we're better than ever, and we're more committed than ever to helping individual dentists, private practitioners, succeed in dentistry.